This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. It's a familiar question, but it's taken on a fresh urgency. What might the world be like if women held absolute power? The Actors Shakespeare Project is exploring the premise with a new production of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar on stage at the Huntington Theater Studio 210 in Boston. Theater critic Carolyn Clay reviewed the play for WBUR's The Artery, and she joins us now. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Sharon.
In this version of Julius Caesar, it is set in a dystopian future. Men no longer exist, and all the characters have been rethought as women. And the director has said that by making this simple change, they've created science fiction, an alternative universe Rome. So give us a sense of the experience.
They really set out to make it a world in which it's entirely a woman's world. Because there hasn't been a time like that yet, they put it into a very, you know, dystopian future. But it's also a dystopian future that's very primitive. It's dark. It's sinister. When you enter the theater, there's a trussed-up body hanging from a hook above you. Everyone is wearing sort of gender-neutral clothing, black, with knives, really more knives than swords, strapped to their thighs. It's a very kind of savage world. And I think what we're supposed to assume is that women are as capable of ambition, envy, and savagery as men are.
The timing of this production is sort of intriguing. I mean, the production coincides with a heightened awareness of a power imbalance between the sexes. How does that resonate?
You know, it really doesn't. I knew you were going to ask that because it's so much in the news right now. But we're dealing here with women and more women, not with women and men. I mean, they are really just very much not there. It's not explained what happened to them. They've taken all the pronouns in the play and changed them to feminine pronouns. It seems to me what they really are trying to explore is what the world would be like if it was an entirely female society. And I think we look at that in the ways that it affects the relationships in the play. How are women's rivalries different? And late in the play, we see Brutus and Cassius, who have been allies earlier. They're on the battlefield when, you know, all hell has broken loose and political chaos is everywhere. Part of the ways we see that things have fallen apart is that Brutus and Cassius are quarreling.
Be ready, gods, with all your thunderbolts. Dash her to pieces.
I denied you not.
You did.
I did not. She was but a fool that brought my answer back. Brutus hath arrived to my heart. A friend should bear her friend's infirmities. But Brutus makes mine greater than they are.
I do not, till you practice them on me.
You love me not.
I do not like your faults.
So we hear here that we obviously have female voices. But the question is, does it really change the interchange between these characters? I don't think it changes it a lot. And there were times when I felt like trying to think about all this, how does there being women affect this, was a little bit distracting. I was more struck by the fact that the friendships, particularly the friendship of Mark Antony for Caesar, seemed more emotionally centered to me rather than political. Mark Antony, and it's just part of it is just a wonderful performance by Marianna Bassam, but her oration over Caesar's corpse and everything thereafter is filled with such genuine anguish, such hot fury that, you know, you realize that her love for the person was huge.
I know some traditionalists who get very perturbed by the sort of reinvention of Shakespeare. It's like, why do they have to do this to it? It's Shakespeare. My goodness, let Shakespeare be Shakespeare. Is there any sense of gimmickry associated with this?
I didn't think they thought of it as a gimmick, and I didn't regard it as a gimmick. I did think that maybe they hoped it would change the play's dynamic in more of a way than it did. Certainly, it was central to their exploration of the play in the rehearsal room. And it certainly did give three extremely good Actors Shakespeare Project regulars of the female persuasion meaty roles that they would not otherwise get to play.
Oh, Carolyn, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Carolyn Clay is a theater critic for The Artery, where she reviewed the Actor Shakespeare Project production of Julius Caesar. That's The Artery at WBUR.org.